Time once again for us to take a trip across the pond. That's right. It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report. Once again, live on location, a long distance away with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, your one stop to find out what's going on in our area, what's been going on, and what's coming up. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Lovely, and it's good to be back from rather a bit more warmer London than it is than cold old Connecticut. But so we're certainly seeing a little bit of spring here. But I have really great news because it looks like spring is coming into the Rural Intelligence and Robin Hood area with a vengeance, and we've got so many things to report on. I'm going to tell people that they need a pencil and paper at the ready because we've got so many things to remind them about.
All right, we'll start off April 9th and running through April 15th in Chatham, Chatham Burger Week.
Yes, this is just my cup of tea, if that's the right phrase to use when it comes to burgers. This is a great fun idea that Chatham have got to have arranged. So the restaurants in Chatham have got together, and they're arranging a bit of a competition, I suppose we'd say, or friendly competition. They are offering participants the opportunity to try 9 different specialty burgers from 9 participating restaurants. So if you know Chatham, then you'll know some of these. So there's the Ben Gable Savory's burger. There's Little Blue Boat at Chatham Brewery is participating. The People's Pub. Yana's at Chatham House, Our Daily Bread, Chatham Grill, Blue Plate Grill, Taste Box, and the Main Street Goodness are all participating. So, and they all have different types of burgers. If you go to the website, it will tell you which burgers and where and whatever. But so try some of them, try several of them. And the other thing is, don't throw away your burger receipts, because you get 10% off selected items at all of the participating Chatham Main Street shops that are involved. So, you know, keep your receipts, and they will give you a discount of 10% in many places. So that's great.
All right, so we will move on. April 9th, Williamstown in Williams College, Pulitzer Prize-winning author making an appearance.
Yeah, there are two. Actually, there are two events on April the 9th, on Monday, April the 9th. Up at Williamstown, at Williams College. And you can go for one and stay for the other, or you can just go for the later one or whatever it is. The first one is at the 62 Center, and they've got the Pulitzer Prize-winning author Juno Diaz coming. And he wrote The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde, so a lot of people will have come across that. He's going to be there. He's going to be reading from his work. He's going to be talking. There'll be a question and answer and a book signing. And that's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then at 8 o'clock in the evening, if you can stay or go up there specially, I noticed that Williams have in Chapin Hall, the Williams College Department of Music is presenting the West African guitarist Lionel Lueke and his group. And that will be a great fun event as well. And that's at 8 o'clock in the evening up there at the Chapin Hall in Williams College. So two fun events on Monday, April the 9th.
On April 12th, we'll start off in Great Barrington at Simon's Rock.
Yeah. Now, it's going to be a big year for Great Barrington this year because it's the 150th anniversary of the birth of W.E.B. Du Bois. There are going to be some events already, but there are a lot more events planned over the course of the year. And Simon's Rock on Thursday, April the 12th, is going to be hosting the Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Eric Foner, who's going to be delivering actually the annual W.E.B. Du Bois lecture, which this year is entitled Du Bois Black Reconstruction and the Significance of Reconstruction in American History. So I think this will be almost a sort of formal kickoff to the year of celebrating his birth. It's at 7 o'clock at Simon's Rock on Thursday, April the 12th. Mark your calendars down.
All right, we will move on to once again, Williams Town at Williams College with comedian, podcaster, and actor making an appearance there.
Yes, Mark Maron is a real character, and a lot of people will know him. And he's actually going to be, yeah, Williams College is really busy this week. I don't know what's going on. I guess the college is getting back into the swing of things after the Easter and the holiday break, shall we put it that way. Yes, so Williams College is hosting Mark Maron. He's a comedian, he's a podcaster, he's an actor. And he's going to be discussing Jews, comedy, and the secular Jewish art of intimacy with Jeff Israel, who's the assistant professor of religion. Mark certainly should know what he's talking about because he's known for the Mark Maron show, but he's also a co-host of both the Morning Sedition and Break Room Live. He's had at least, he's appeared on HBO, Conan, Letterman. He's made two, I think, at least, Comedy Central Presents specials. So he really knows what he's talking about. And this is one of the joys of living near these universities in our area. We can really take advantage of going to visit some of these really fascinating lectures, whether it's about W.E.B. Du Bois or whether it's about Mark Maron. And Mark Maron certainly is going to be fun and funny. That's at 7 o'clock at Williams College up in Williamstown on Thursday, April the 12th.
Another funny guy who's got a great background, April 13th at the Colonial Theater, David Sedaris.
Yeah, I should have said, you don't just have to be in a university town to enjoy great comedy. And I think you're going to have to make a reservation for this one sometime in advance, because David Sedaris is going to be at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, as you say, on April the 13th. They're calling it an evening with best-selling author David Sedaris. Anyway, his most recent books are Theft by Finding, the Diaries, 1977 to 2002, and David Sedaris' Diaries, A Visual Compendium. But he's written so many books and he's appeared so much on public radio that he is just, it's going to be incredibly popular. So definitely go online and make your reservations at the Colonial Theatre. It starts at 8 o'clock on Friday, April the 13th.
April 13th, 14th, and 15th, we can head to Tivoli.
Yes. So I looked at this, and I wish I had a bit more information about it, but it just looks absolutely fascinating, partly because of the people involved and also the subject involved. So in Tivoli at Murray's Sanctuary, they're putting on a play called The Quiet Execution of Frank L. Teal. And this is something that Mary Stuart Masterson has been working on with Jeremy Davidson. And they are involved with something called the Story Horse Documentary Theater. And this is a live theater piece. And it's all based on an investigation, the investigation case files, interviews, and papers of the surveyor, Frank L. Teal, who was, as far as I can see, murdered many years ago. So it is really interesting. You've got a great, cast of characters involved with this, Mary Stuart Masterson and Jeremy Davidson. So I think it's going to be a really fascinating event. And as you say, you have to go online. You can get there via Rural Intelligence to find out all the times. But it starts on Friday the 13th and runs through Sunday, April the 15th.
On the 14th and 15th, PS 21 celebrates the grand opening of their new Black Box Theater.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I went along to the groundbreaking ceremony for their Black Box Theater, as you say, and it was really exciting news to see that. They've been, for many, many years, PS 21 in Chatham has been in a really magnificent tent, but it was right that it should graduate into a proper theater. And I'm really pleased to be able to report that we can now go along on Saturday and Sunday, April 14th and 15th, to celebrate their grand opening. It starts with a ribbon cutting ceremony on Saturday, and there's going to be a champagne toast, and but there are going to be performances from Caleb Teacher and Nick Garris, two of America's really foremost interpreters of traditional American dance forms. So we know that PS21 really loves dance and puts on a lot of dance during the festival. But this is a chance to get there a bit early and see some tremendous dance works there. There's going to be a post-performance reception with the artists, and what I'm going to be fascinated in, there are going to be opportunities to get a tour of the new theater. So on Saturday, it's at 8 o'clock in the evening, and on Sunday, it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But I definitely think if you've been waiting for this new theater in Chatham, this is going to be a great fun event, and I think it's going to set up the summer really, really well.
On April 14th, we'll head to Washington, Hollister House Garden.
Yeah, well, as you know, I sort of tend to favor things when we're talking about that are really fascinating for me. And frankly, the apple trees that we have around our house, which were planted probably 100 years ago, are really getting very, very old and withered and hit by snow this year, but particularly badly, and bad weather. So I think I'll be making a trip down to Hollister House Gardens on Saturday, April the 14th, because they're hosting a talk entitled New England Orchard Revival, Resurrecting the Heirloom Apple. And they've got Peter Gentsch, and he's going to be giving a talk on New England, the sort of New England's tradition of apple production. And also, he's going to be giving a lot of practical advice and lessons on how to revive heirloom apples in the area. He's going to be talking about some of them apparently are really disease resistant and have a low impact on the environment. And they're even going to bring along some apples to be so that you can taste the various different varieties that you can possibly think about planting in your areas, and you get a bit of an idea how they would go in your garden as well from a design point of view. It's all at the Hollister House Garden itself. It's at 9:30 on Saturday, April 14th. If you want more information, you can get it on the website. There's a lot of information there, and of course you can get there via ruralintelligence.com.
April 14th, Harwington, the Authors Luncheon put on by the Susan B. Anthony Project.
Yeah, the Susan B. Anthony Project really does a lot of very, very good work in the area. And on Saturday the 14th, at the Fairview Farm Golf Course, they're having a big fundraiser. It's a luncheon, and they're going to be welcoming three really well-known authors along. So there's Cheryl Della Pietra, Betty Lerner, and Oki Ndeeb. And it's all going to be called the Harwinton Authors Luncheon. Cheryl Della Pietra's debut novel was called Gonzo Girl. And you may remember it because it was inspired by her experience as Hunter S. Thompson's assistant in the early 1990s. Betsy Lerner is the author of Bridge Ladies and also The Forest for Trees and Food and Loathing. And Oki Ndeeb is the author of two novels, Foreign Gods, Inc. and Arrows of Rain, and I think also wrote a memoir which was called Never Look an American in the Eye, which was actually the winner of the 2017 Connecticut Book Award for Nonfiction. So they're all going to be sharing stories. And this is all the big annual fundraiser for the Susan B. Anthony Project. It's at 12 o'clock, as I say, at the Fairview Farm Golf Course. Obviously, they would like people to register before you turn up for that. So do that. And you can get there again via Rural Intelligence or go directly to the Susan B. Anthony website.
Next stop in New Preston, Hopkins Vineyard.
Yes. Well, this is something that my wife and I will be both wanting to go to. Hopkins Vineyard is having a chocolate and bourbon tasting. So I will be going along to join in the fun with Laura Graham of Drink with Food, because she's going to be in charge of the tasting of bourbons, which include peated bourbons and single malts, and also something called a chocolate whiskey from Kings County Distillery in Brooklyn, New York, of all places. But whilst I'm concentrating on the bourbons, my wife will be concentrating on with Pam Dorgan of Plum Brook Chocolate on the samples of the various chocolates she's bringing, including the Best of Connecticut Truffles and a Butter Crunch Toffee as well. So that all starts at the Hopkins Vineyard in New Preston at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and will run through 5 o'clock in the afternoon as well. That's all on Saturday, April the 14th.
On the 14th, we can head to Germantown, Friends of Claremont Chancellor's Dinner.
Yeah. I was just down at Claremont, and it really is a magnificent location overlooking the Hudson there. And on Saturday the 14th, they're hosting a social event and fundraiser that all begins at the Claremont Mansion, where obviously what will happen is that guests will gather in the mansion for wine and hors d'oeuvres, and then they're going to all disperse to different meals in selected hosts' residences. So it's a fun evening. It's good to be raising money for this particular project anyway, for this historic site. And what's really important about this particular fundraiser is that it's really going to raise money for the free cultural programs that the Friends of Claremont offer the community. So it really is a raising money for community events. And I do know, because I was down there recently, that the number of events that they're involved with will be expanding, and they're trying to really develop this whole thing. So it's really a lovely event. It starts at 6 o'clock at Claremont on Saturday, April the 14th. And again, you'll obviously have to register beforehand, but definitely worthwhile if you want to try and help local free cultural programs in the area.
April 14th, what's so funny about my family?
Yeah, I saw this, and this is in Millbrook at Charlotte's Restaurant, and there, I haven't seen this before. I don't know whether they do many of these events, but they posted it on Rural Intelligence, and they're having a big comedy show hosted by Drew Jacobs, and he's brought in comedians Sean Gillis, Lauren Cerzak, and the headliner is Dave Cooperman. It's all at Charlotte's Restaurant, so you enjoy dinner at the same time. And they're calling it What's So Funny About My Family, and I think they're going to be talking about families. And one way or another, it's quite interesting. Dave Cooperman but certainly knows what he's talking about when it comes to families, because he's got 5 children. So I could imagine he must be exhausted. He must need to get out on the road to get away from them all. However much fun they are. No, it's at 6 o'clock at Charlotte's Restaurant in Millbrook on April the 14th.
And we will move on from there to get to Spencertown.
Yep. The Spencertown Academy Arts Center is hosting a benefit cabaret, which they're calling Better With a Man. It's all for the Chatham Animal Haven. And it's... the stars of the event and the cabaret are Kevin Weldon and Craig Cunningham, and they're known in the area as the Backdoor Boys, and they've been around for many years, and we've talked about them having other events in the area in the past. They put on these shows when they draw material from musical theater, the Great American Standards, and also they have some counterculture musical events as well. And it's a lovely, it's a good cause. Chatham Animal Haven is a good cause. So it's nice to be able to support it. It's in the Spencertown Academy Arts Center, starting at 7 o'clock on Saturday the 14th as well.
On the 15th, we'll head to the 6 Depot Cafe in West Stockbridge.
Yeah, we love talking about the Wham Theater. They put on some really fun events. And they put on something called the Fresh Takes Play Reading Series. And on Sunday, April the 15th, as you say, at 3:30 in the evening at 6 Depot Cafe, they're putting on the next one, which is actually an American premiere from Steph Smith, who's one of Scotland's most talked about young playwrights. It's called Swallow. And it's all about three strangers who are about and have to face their demons head on. They're all balanced precariously on a sort of tipping point. So they may well be able to save one another if they can overcome their urge to self-destruct. So interesting concept. Starts at 3:30. It will be very well attended because Wham already does do. It's really popular. That's at the Six Depot Cafe in West Stockbridge on that Sunday, April 15th.
All right, we will move on to the Berkshire Jazz. How about the Stan Kenton Legacy Orchestra?
Yeah, they're in town, and it's their first appearance in Western Massachusetts. So I thought I'd better mention it. Apart from anything else, I love jazz anyway. So the Stan Kenton Legacy Orchestra will be at Monument Mountain High School in Great Barrington on that Sunday evening, April the 15th. Starts at 7 o'clock in the evening. They're going to have a lot of the well-known music from the Kenton Library, as well as new material written in the Kenton style. So it's nice to see all this jazz. We have a lot of jazz in the area, but this one is the first time the Stan Kenton Legacy Orchestra will be around. So that's Sunday, April the 15th at the Monument Mountain High School.
All right, and April 16th, an evening with Patti LuPone in New Preston.
Yeah, we don't normally go a bit much further into the next week, but on Monday, April the 16th, I thought, well, I'd better mention this because you're going to need to buy tickets if you're interested in this well in advance. The WMS Theatre in New Preston is hosting an evening with Patti LuPone, and it's going to be an intimate concert, obviously by this, she's a Tony and a Grammy Award-winning singer and actress. It's all going to be followed by a wine and hors d'oeuvre reception. And the lovely thing is that all the proceeds benefit the Washington Montessori School. So if you like Patti LuPone and you want to attend, I think you definitely ought to go on and get your ticket sooner rather than later, as I think this is going to be a sort of sold-out event in our area. So that's at New Preston at the WMS Theatre on Monday, April the 16th. And so, yeah, go online. You can get there via Rural Intelligence, and we'll forward your, you click on the link and it will go straight to the place where you can get tickets on that.
All right, and that is a look at our Rural Intelligence for this week. Mark, we'll check in with you again next week.
Lovely. I look forward to chatting then. Thanks very much, Marshall.